the world's preeminent talk radio portal,
all about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Skin cancer is the most common cancer in the world. It accounts for about 75% of all cancer diagnoses. Even though most cases are curable, it's a serious health concern, with so many of them being not only a little bit debilitating and you have to, you know, get treatment and do things, but there's also that effect on our, you know, on your self-esteem, because certainly in all the years that I've been working with my elderly clientele, they have things removed, and then they don't want to be seen because these things, these cancerous things or precancerous things, get removed. So really, what are our options? And if you haven't done it back way back and started in your young days wearing a really good SPF and making sure you stay out of the sun and hats and that sort of thing, what can you do now to make sure that, you know, now it doesn't get any worse and or, you know, have something like that happen? So, you know, back in the day, we used to sit with our faces up in the sun and baby oil on our face and sometimes even something to give us a little bit of an extra tan going on. Now, in my 40s, I'm pretty much regretting that. The tans look nice, but really, I just saw my dad the other day, and he had one thing on his nose removed, and I don't want to be that because it looked so ugly, but he had this Mohs technique, which really gets all of the borders, and they make sure that they've got everything, because you don't want to, you know, have something that's going to grow and grow, and certainly we know that there are some deadly types of skin cancers, melanoma and such, and 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in the course of their lifetime. So, you know, the most common types being basal cell carcinoma, and it's an estimated that 2 million or more people are diagnosed with that annually. It's rarely fatal. However, it can be highly disfiguring if it's allowed to grow. So these are the kinds of things that you just really want to make sure that you don't let happen. Can you reverse time? Can you go back and change it? I'm not sure. Are we losing out on our vitamin D because we can't, you know, be in the sun anymore? Well, that's something we can certainly take care of, right? We can take vitamin D supplements now, and we can go that route, and then we're taken care of as far as that goes. But the sun still feels good, doesn't it? It still feels, especially after a long winter, many gray days, it feels like something that you just need. And so you put on your SPF, and you want to make sure that you get at least those 30, and that they take care of the UVA and UVB rays. So you have to read. And this is something that I am learning about myself, is that you have to learn to read the labels and make sure that you're getting the proper, you know, sun protection for you. And parents listening out there, you certainly want to make sure that you put plenty of this stuff on your kids. I see parents slathering themselves and their kids are running around and they don't have a hat on and they don't have sunglasses on. And, you know, it's like, okay, so, you know, you're protecting yourself now, but what are you doing about your kids? So that's the whole thing, is that we have to really keep our children protected. We have to keep them covered up. And then while we're doing it, make sure that we're using, there's so many good products on the market. And whether or not, you know, you find one that doesn't sting your eyes or your child's eyes, or you can put it on wet, or you can put it on dry, you know, that's definitely something that you have to use as a personal preference. You know, you want to make sure that you put on one and keep reapplying. You have to keep reapplying, and that's something, if I've learned talking to so many different skin doctors, that you just can't put it on and expect it to last all day. You have to keep reapplying it, and you have to make sure that you are covering yourself in the areas that get, you know, that get affected the most. So the clavicle, your nose, your cheeks, the area around your chest, upper shoulders. These are the spots that burn the most. If you're somebody who has not much hair, if you're a man or an older man, you got to make sure to wear those hats, you know, because that's where I see in my clientele, I see, you know, those spots, that's where I see them start to occur. And when I point them out, you know, it is what to look for. And you want to have somebody check your body over or make sure that you go to your dermatologist at least once a year and stand there with your arms wide and let them check it out, you know, and just look at all the different parts of your body and see if there's any. And certainly some parts are more susceptible than others to skin problems and skin cancer because they're typically not covered up. And even when you're exercising outside or doing something that you feel, even winter sports, skiing, you know, you can burn. And you can burn sometimes even more when you're outside in the winter because you don't realize it. And you don't feel like you're really doing anything that is, you know, anything that's going to affect your skin. But certainly when you're skiing, you're way up in the mountains. And so, you know, it's definitely, you're up in the mountains and you're closer to the sun that way. So you're bound to burn a little bit more easily. And I see people who say, oh, I don't need to put any on, it's wintertime. But the sun is strong in the wintertime. So you have to make sure to get all of your different SPF, get them on those areas, keep reapplying. And then if you feel that you're not getting your vitamin D, make sure that you, you know, get your vitamin D and take it as a supplement because that way at least you're getting it. And, you know, take a 400, 800 IUs, and that's usually enough to at least get what you need in your multivitamin. And speaking of those, when you're taking your multis and you're looking at the different multis out there, go ahead, take a good plant-based, food-based multivitamin. You can find them at any, you know, of your good local health food stores, Whole Foods, those kinds of places. I take an extra vitamin D and then also, of course, my fish oil, you know, because talking about the skin, you know, sometimes you want to saturate and keep your skin really moist from the inside. So our good fish oils and plenty of water, good liquids, that helps as well. You know, those are the things that you want to think about doing to make sure that you look and feel your best. You know, it's there's so many things out there, and there's so many things that can happen to us that we, have to try and not be scared of. Because I don't want to say that. We don't want to be scared, but we certainly want to be cautious. We want to make sure we're getting plenty of exercise. 3 times a week at the very minimum. Cardiovascular exercise, aerobic exercise, 30 to 45 minutes a day. You don't have to get it all in one lump time. You can get it in little 10-minute segments. I mean, you know, just as we do these shows and you learn so much in 10-minute segments on Radio MD, you can do your exercise that way too. And any of these things that you do for yourself, little bits here and there, are always going to be that much better and that much more virtuous. You know, that's the way that we keep ourselves healthy, little bits at a time, taking our multi, adding in a vitamin D in your fish oil, getting your exercise, getting plenty of sleep. I mean, I am such a sleep dictator in this house. I make sure that my kids are in bed early and I'm in bed early because I'd much rather be a morning person and get up early than if we go to bed late, because especially for kids, not much happens good after, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock for kids. So remember to do these healthful things. Get a good night's sleep. Take your multivitamins, your fish oil. And if you have to really stay out of the sun, make sure you're getting your vitamin D. And as long as we're talking about healthy things, Radio MD, you know, we've got so much great information at Radio MD, and we do shows for the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American College of Sports Medicine. We have Life, Love, and Health with Christopher Springman, and of course, one of our best shows, Dr. Michael Roizen, You, the Owner's Manual Show, and my show, Staying Well. You can always listen to these anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well and stay tuned.